This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Roughly 400 workers in Aurora at the meal kit delivery company HelloFresh could form the industry's first union. Federal officials approved employees taking a vote. Organizer Kevin Abels says workers suffered through unsafe conditions and low pay during the pandemic while the company profited.
They don't want to continue working so hard for so little money, and they want to have a bigger say in the way things go at work.
Voting will take place from late October through mid-November. The Adams 14 school district north of Denver is the first to lose state accreditation. Officials missed a deadline indicating they were working with an outside manager to improve student performance. District officials in Commerce City say they stopped working with MGT Consulting after it made unacceptable demands. State officials say accreditation will be restored if both sides come together by Thursday. Hamilton tickets went on sale today in Denver.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is launching its Hamilton ticket sales after postponing the show last year due to the pandemic. It comes as part of the DCPA's busy in-person schedule for 2022, which also includes runs of the show The Lion King, Tootsie, and Jersey Boys, among others.
CPR's Monica Castillo. It is in the 80s along the Front Range right now, 60s in the mountains, it's 70 on the western slope. Tonight, mostly clear. There is a chance of showers, though, for the mountains and for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.